Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem. It's a Friday, baby. Time to shake those legs.
Get them stretched.
Get them stretched out. Because we're hitting ya with that Friday epi. Let's go, let's go, do the show, let's go, do the show, do the show. Send your emails, send your emails, send them. We will talk about your dating issues, issues. We will say, send them in. JTrain podcast at gmail.com. That's right.
Really good news.
Yeah, please.
There's a new number one song.
Is there?
Move Over Lizzo.
Move Over Lizzo. Put away the flute. We've just taken over the number one spot on the Billboard charts. That's right. Straight to the top. Your Issues, J Train Podcast Edition. We did it here at Feather Nation Studios.
Wow, what a great outcome. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Feather Nation Studios at capacity here. It is really unbelievable. They keep showing up. You keep listening. We got quite a thing going here. Hashtag quite a thing. Hashtag feather these nuts. I want to thank you, the listeners, for getting involved. You guys are fantastic. I love how much you guys are like into when the show kind of, you know, zigs and zags. You know, we throw them in alone, turn down the lights episode. They're like, nice.
We can handle it.
We can handle it. We're cool.
We've played catch before.
You guys are like a chill girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
You don't care what we do, just as long as we're together. And that's the beauty of you. Because then we come at you with a Friday episode, play a little music, get your legs moving. That's right. Feather these nuts. Feather my nuts. Feather my nuts. Make it your Instagram story, tag a bitch. That's how it goes here, okay? We love you, the listeners. We love that you can go with the flow. You guys are on a little inner tube, and I'm the ocean, floating you around.
No shirt, no problem.
No shirt, no problem, no lids. We know how we roll here. We had a little talk about the charcuterie boards last episodes. Controversial.
People really get riled up about those things.
I can't believe how many charcuterie boards people have on their phones just waiting to send to me. But I do appreciate it. It's Friday, so I want to make a couple announcements before we get to our guest. Very excited about our guest today.
Me too.
New guest alert.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. A new guest.
It's coming. Before we get to that guest, we're sponsor people. Brooke Lennon, because our guest is pretty comfy here. We want you to be comfy too. Brooke Lennon is making your home beautiful is the ultimate form of self-care. You spend one-third of your life in sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? I have Brooke Lennon sheets. They're fantastic. They're the best sheets I've ever had. And you know what? It's leaving, the t-shirt sheet, I'm in college world for adulthood. That's what buying your own sheets is. Are you wearing underwear that your parents bought for you? It's time to grow up. Are you in sheets that your mom got for you and said, good luck at school? Yeah, no. Time to leave those sheets behind. And it's fall time, which means if you spent the summer in the sheets, if you're in the sheets you had from the summer, those things got sweated out. You wouldn't be walking around in a t-shirt with yellow armpits. Well, that's what you're sleeping in if you're in the same sheets from the summer.
Come on, man. Upgrade.
Upgrade. So here's your free money, people. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable sheets I've ever slept in. And here's the other thing. It comes in a great packaging. I love the packaging. They send you the packaging, and then they give you a little tiny detergent. Throw them in the wash. Put them in the dryer. Put them on your bed. Put on your workout clothes, because then you're going to make your bed, and you're going to get a good sweat in. Then you take a shower. Get out of the shower, dry off. Don't get in bed right away. Just let air dry a little bit. Dry off, then air dry. Stand there with a fan in front of you. Then get in the bed. Thank me later. That's right. That's you in the bed. Ooh. And you're naked, baby. You gotta be naked. That is the king of laydowns. So, you listen right here, okay? And their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa. I couldn't recommend them more. Friends, family, treating yourself to the upgrade you deserve, brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer for just my listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code JTRAIN at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime, yes, lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code JTRAIN at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code JTRAIN, Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever. Very excited about today's guest. I'm embarrassed because it should have happened sooner. I can't believe this is your first time on the show. Very excited to have you. Mike Feeney, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Also, quick amendment here. Not my first time on the show.
You were on?
First time in this studio.
In Feather Studios.
I did it in Stand Up New York.
Holy shit. But now I was double embarrassed. Yeah, the crowd here, we brought him on an emotional roller coaster ride. So you listen, all of you, Mike is fucking hilarious. He's a great comic. You need to go follow him at I Am Mike Feeney. He does a podcast with our friend Mike Cannon.
Very correct.
Irish Goodbye. So that's a good one to go check out. I've been a guest on it. You can use the Laughable app as your like entree to get into that show. The Laughable app, you can find. You can go like subscribe to me and then see any listen to any podcast I've been a guest on. So if you're tired of this jibber jabber, you can go to another show and see how I play on their court. And yeah. It's a fun way. And then you get a little bit of that's greasing, you know, the rails to get you onto their show.
It's an away game for you.
It's an away game. Yeah. And listen, they could be my away crowd. Check out the other team's gym and then see if they want to stick around for a little bit. So yeah. Irish Goodbye is the podcast. Mike has a album coming out, and we're all familiar with comedy albums based on the success and the feedback I've gotten from my album. So all of you need to go to Mike's Instagram. In his bio is a link to the pre-order.
Yes.
You're going to love this album. If you love mine, you'll love his. You're going to love it. It's a great cousin to the podcast. It's called Rage Against the Routine.
Hell yeah.
Rage Against the Routine, great name.
Thank you, pal.
Love the name. Where'd you tape it? What was the experience like? And listen, to the listeners at home, you know from if you listen to my album, it's the cousin to the podcast. It's a stand-up album where, you know, you feel like you're in the room, but they can't see you. You're a fly on the wall at a comedy show.
100%. Yeah, I did it at New York Comedy Club, so it's a nice, small, intimate thing. It's my first album coming out. It's been 12 years of doing comedy, so I finally...
This is the product of 12 years, people!
Yeah.
Whoa, that's something. That's big stuff.
It's big stuff, right, Mr. President? This is what people need to do. No, like this podcast, a lot of work goes in. We have to bring in the studio audience. We have to put up the bleachers.
Audience.
Shelby comes in, has to set up all his wires. You know, but that's short work.
This is hard work.
It's hard.
I've worked hard for a long time.
You're right. I take it all back. But compared to a stand-up album, this is your David. You've been cutting and chipping away at this material for 12 years. This is your baby you're putting out there.
I like that. That was a good reference of Michelangelo's David. Right?
Yeah, ours is just
cutting marble.
You know
baby.
What this
it's
is?
It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote.
That's right, Mr. President. You're really involved today, President. It's like they make fun of the artist who's not an art, who thinks they're an artist, and they're just throwing paint against the wall, and you're like, well, I could have done this.
Sure.
That's the thing with stand-up where it's like, no, you've put together like an arch.
It's been mined from coal into a diamond, hopefully.
So all of you need to go check it out. Go to I Am Mike Feedy on Instagram. It's called Rage Against the Routine. Here's the other thing. With all these albums, just touch them. You're already paying. Spotify, Pandora, anywhere you stream music, you go search Mike Feedy, you search Jared Fried. Just give us a touch. You're already paying.
It's easy enough.
Like it. Subscribe. Thumbs up. Whatever positive thing you can do, if you find enjoyment in this episode or this podcast or Mike's podcast, that is a way. And I love putting in these terms. Some people get, they're like, why are you going to bring up money? Yeah, because I want you guys to know what you're getting. This is free.
Yes.
Support these sponsors if you can.
Hide the money, y'all.
I know.
Poor people around.
I know. We want to be able to do that. So you don't want your comedians out in the streets?
No. That wouldn't be. That might be funny for a little bit of time, but
pay us.
Pay us.
Listen. Part of that, we're gonna get to the emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We have amazing emails. The emails keep getting better. We did a ton of them last episode because it was a solo episode. We're going to get into them right now. Let's do a bunch. Before we get into it, we are sponsor people. Figs! Talk about comfort. Last, the Brooklinen. Okay, that's your bet. Figs is scrubs, but like really good scrubs.
Like for comfies, just normal?
You can wear them anywhere, but you could wear them out. You're not like stuck in your house because you're like, ugh, look at me. The other thing is, I've been contacted by people in the medical world. These are the Rolls Royce of scrubs.
Oh, wow.
Like, to get money off of Figs, they told me. This is what they told me. This is what they tell me. They told me to get any sort of money off of Figs is worth its weight in gold. Like, it is such a huge deal.
Wow.
So it's like getting a discount on a Rolls Royce.
Sure.
Because you're like, oh, my God, they don't just, there's no Groupon.
They don't offer a
no,
discount.
This doesn't happen.
Right.
So Figs is an amazing company that's making scrubs stylish, functional for people who deserve it most. Their whole ad company copy here is about people in the medical field.
Yeah.
Which, listen, they already know about Figs. What I want to let people know about is the regular Joes and Jims.
Everybody that I know that I grew up with that became a nurse wears like just regular scrubs all the time and talk about how comfortable scrubs are. And now I'm always jealous and envious of that.
And you know what? The problem is they want to look fashionable. They want, they want to like feel good about what they're wearing. So Figs saw the hole in the market. They're like, okay, we're going to feed that beast. But then we start looking at them. We're like, I want those too. I want to leave the house looking comfortable and stylish, and that's what Figs does. So they have moisture wicking features, four-way stretch. Figs are comfortable and look normal clothed. Their pants have yoga waistbands and come in a variety of styles, from classic straight leg to joggers and skinny styles. So I love Figs. I wear them around the house. I wear them out to get coffee. I gave them to my girlfriend, Jess. She loves Figs. And then I do get I'm not just saying this. I get a lot of people, nurses especially, that are like, this is a big deal that you're giving us money on these, because they all go run and get them. So whatever you are, and also they give back. Every time you shop at Figs, they give scrubs to healthcare providers in need around the world through their Threads for Threads initiative. To date, Figs has donated hundreds of thousands of sets in over 35 countries. So, that you can feel good about this. It's a great gift. Like, if I was you, this is my Thanksgiving gift. If you give someone a Thanksgiving gift, you're a hero.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what? I thought we were just supposed to get fat this week.
Yeah, this isn't a gift-giving season.
No. It's also why it's my favorite holiday. So whether you are one of the awesome humans that works in the healthcare or someone that wants to stay thanks to the deserving folks, Figs is going to make that easy by providing you with 15% off your first purchase by using my code JTRAIN. Get ready To love your scrubs, head to wearfigs.com, 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 code JTRAIN, wearfigs.com, code JTRAIN, wearfigs.com, code JTRAIN. Let's do this. To weed or not to weed? Dear J-Train, Shelby, and guests, my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. We're in our mid-20s, have an amazing relationship together, and always talk about our future together. We both love each other very much, but there's one thing that we have arguments about, his marijuana use.
Ooh. Interesting.
He has anxiety. I know it helps with that, but he smokes it every day, which I'm not a fan of. He functions well and has a good job, so I don't complain about it. Until I hung out with his friends and he smoked in front of me, which I specifically asked him not to do. He thinks that I'm unreasonable, but I'm frustrated that he did it when I told him how uncomfortable it makes me. How should we compromise? Is there a compromise? Help. What do you think? Are you a weed smoker?
So this is tough because both I'm married. So both my wife and I are weed smokers. Mm-hmm. But there's there's context missing here, which is how often is he? Because she says he smokes every day. But like, for instance, like my wife is a nighttime after work, like a glass of wine to watch some Real Housewives and Summer House and like, you know, reality TV. That's where she likes to sit and smoke some weed. She's not waking and baking, smoking all day long. So
yeah.
I feel like if that's what he's doing, I mean, you might have a bit of an argument, but at the same time, it's like, it's weed, man. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard for me to like.
That is every weed smoker's response to everything. It's weed, man.
Yeah, come on. It's like cigarettes, but it smells
come
better.
Come on, man. Who cares that I'm wearing this hemp shirt to your dad's funeral? I don't know why it's a funeral. Ah, yeah. I just wanted to wear this hemp poncho.
Also, angrier than any other stoner ever is.
The most angry stoner. Come on!
I'm hungry!
I'm just getting a few puffs before we head to your dad's funeral.
I guess if he's smoking in front of her and she asks him not to, that's kind of shitty. But I
I kind of agree with him where he's with all his friends and she's sitting there and then all this after and like I and he's like and everyone's pat like I, they're at I don't think they were out with a bunch of friends and all the friends were like pulling out weed at church like right. It was, like they were in a social situation where all of a sudden weed I'm sure came out naturally. If it does, here's the thing, if it doesn't make sense for the occasion, then I can understand where you're like, put the fucking weed away.
Sure.
Like it's almost like you're coping with having to be around me,
right?
Because
yeah.
And I do understand her perspective where you're like all I want to do is hang out with you and you have to get so high that you're talking to the fucking vase. Yeah, you know, like yeah. and listen,
to be fair, it's a beautiful vase.
I am not a smoker, but I smoke.
Right.
So and that is and I enjoy smoking with my girlfriend. We do it together in the way you said.
Right.
After work, a nighttime coming down from the day. There'll be like a Sunday where like, hey, like, are we going to do this? I think like most of this person's issue is that it's not being done together,
right,
like as a normal together thing. And I think that's where they have to rationalize. Like that's where this person, you can't say he smokes every day and he has a good job, but he has a good job and everything's good. Like,
right.
I think that's the biggest issue.
It seems a little controlling if you're like, if everything's going well, but that.
But that's my problem is that you're connecting good job to you can smoke as much as you want.
Right.
And that's not the case.
No.
So you can say to him, hey, you smoke every day and it's off-putting to me when you do this. Like when you're doing it to a point that it becomes that. Like if someone was pulling out a bottle of vodka every day and going through half of it, you'd go, there's a problem here.
Of course.
So anything can be a problem.
That's what I'm saying. There's context missing where it's like, is he waking up smoking, then going to work, smoking on his lunch break, coming home smoking? Or is it just like, I come home from work, I walk outside for a few minutes, I come back in and I'm stoned.
And is it an actual issue where you're not involved and you're not having fun? That's the other thing. You have to make it not about the smoking and more about how it's being done. So if you make it about the smoking, you'd be like, yeah, but I get my shit done every day. If you make it about, hey, I'm lonely every time you go off to Highville.
Right.
And I'm just sitting here on planet Earth.
Sure.
So I'm not enjoying when you're high, because if the point of all that is to say, like, it's not. You can't just be the person to be like, no, come on, like, right, wagging your finger at because then he won't even understand which one is the issue.
And I'm also curious on his perspective, only because, like, as a person who does smoke weed, if I'm around a person who's stone sober and I'm stoned, it's a nightmare. Like, it's not fun for me either.
Just
because
them angry.
Yeah.
Or, you're like,
or everything you say, you're like, is it? And then, you know, all you need is that one person, like one of my buddies always used to give us, he's one of those guys that whether you know when you're drinking and you say, you fuck up a word, and he's like, oh, you're drunk. And you're like, don't do that.
Yeah, don't ever do that. You ruined this whole experience.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're like, isn't it weird that Apple has two peas?
Yeah.
Two peas in an apple. Apple peas. Nobody eats apples with peas.
Sounds and then like Applebee's. Whoa!
Yeah, Applebee's. Holy shit! And they give you an apple after. Let's all go to Applebee's. And then the person next to you is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, they just hit you with that stone soberness.
Like, oh, no, I have anxiety. So yeah. I think it's separating the weed from the experience. And I think your experience while he's high can't be, well, it's fun there and fun there and not fun here. You have to, like, let him know when you're involved. It's, you know, like, because the thing with the friends, I do see where he's like, we're out with friends, we smoke weed.
Yeah,
just because you told me doesn't mean I do.
Yeah, and also think about how uncomfortable that would be if you're like, you're hanging out in a circle of friends talking, and then you're like, hey guys, can we walk 50 feet that way and leave my girlfriend alone because she feels uncomfortable with the sight of me? Dude, it's like, I feel like he's at least like include, you know what I mean? But
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're with Mike Feeney @IAmMikeFeeney. The album, Rage Against the Routine.
Ooh.
How to get your groove back after rejection. Love the pod, Feather Feather. I'm writing in hopes you can bring your particular brand of comedy and insight into my current problem. I'm an independent 30-year-old professional, but I feel like I have hit a wall in my dating life. I've been single for a very long time. I feel as though I take an active role into my dating life and that I put myself out there and present a positive and fun attitude. However, recently, I feel like the rejections I've received in my dating life have started to weigh on me. And it's harder and harder to present that confident, empowered self when I just don't feel it. About a year ago, I was in a situationship that never really took off. I realized I had feelings for a guy who was a friend of a friend, and after some major flirting, I built up the courage to ask him out. We went on 3 great dates, only to hear that he just wasn't ready for a relationship, and he didn't want me to wait around for him. Although it was hard to hear, after some time, I was able to move on. Now, recently, I found out found that courage again, and I pursued a few people, some online and some in real life, and it seems I am facing another wall of rejections, some outright and others just not willing to move from the pen pal phase to real dates. So my question is, how do I get my groove back to get back out there and be that confident woman that attracts the right kind of guy and good relationship? How do you move past rejection after putting yourself out there and taking so many blows to your ego? P.S. Should start his own Patreon for celeb lookalikes. That's a good idea.
That sounds gay.
What? Gay? Oh my God. Hate speech.
Shelby.
What is gay? What is homosexual about that?
I feel like that's like what, like, one of the queer eyes would do as soon as you get put money into it.
So that would be the queer eye side business to queer eye for the straight guy?
If it's just casual, then it's back to the marijuana, you know, like every once, it's, if you do it offhand, that's fine. But if you make it a thing, it's kind of weird.
But what if you were in a mansion, it's 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
You bring a woman home.
Correct.
Okay. She's like, wow, I didn't know you. This is quite a home you have here.
Mm-hmm.
How did you make your money? And you're like, well, I have a particular set of skills that people pay for. I know how to tell them which celebrity they kind of sort of look like. And people pay.
If you squint.
People pay a monthly for that type of service.
Don't you agree, Halsey? Oh, my God, I do look like her.
Nailed it. That's your free one, bitch. I don't know. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a fine idea. It's tough to make that a monthly service.
It's like I have to remember another Patreon password. It's
yeah, it's a whole thing.
Which
sounds
I,
like Shelby's just trying to get out of some work. Yeah, that's what well, he's...
No, I don't blame him. Patreon is some work. And you know what? I put work into my Patreon every single way, every single week. I love... Patreon for me is growing. Every week we get new people.
Oh, yeah.
You can get advice for $10 a month. And then you get a free... you get a podcast, $3 a month, every Sunday. Coffee with J-Train.
Yeah.
We're really solving the world's issues there.
I mean, just people, this is such a deal for you.
It's a deal. So,
getting away with it.
What do you think of this email? This girl's obviously dealing with some rejection. I understand.
Of course.
She's not wrong. How could she get out of the funk? She really feels like she's in a funk.
Well, I feel like this is kind of relative to stand up, right? When we, you know, you're working on a bunch of new shit, maybe right mm-hmm. after an album comes out, and now
yeah,
you're working
Rage
on
Against the Routine. Yes, at I Am Mike Feeney.
Or and you're working on new stuff, and stand up, we're constantly facing rejection, and it is that thing. Sometimes you go through those funks where you go, I don't know if I'm going to get out of this. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So there, but
there's a Louis C.K. quote where. I don't know. It was come in this room and watch me masturbate. No, that's
no,
not the
that's
one.
The
that's
the bad
other quote.
Quote.
That's
yeah.
the bad quote.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's the
get him out of here.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Sorry,
get out
sorry.
Of here.
I'm sorry. The name that shall not be said. Yeah. I no. He was quoted as like he always thinks that the last joke he's ever told is the last good one he'll ever tell.
Right.
So there is that for stand up where you have that fear of like, you know. There's not the unknown. We're always dealing with the unknown.
Of course. So
if you're at a lawyer job, well, I'm on track to make partner. Like there's
right.
no on track to make partner
yeah,
in stand up.
Exactly.
And the same goes for relationship. There's no on track to find a partner.
Right. You just have to keep the it's doing the work, keeping confident. Like and I'm applying this to relationships. You know
yes.
what I mean? You have to put yourself out there and you have to have good energy. I know that she said that you know specifically said that that's something they're doing, but I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you lose. Well, if you lose a step in confidence, it's huge.
You're not chopping a tree down in one hit.
Exactly.
And you got to hit on the same spot. You can't just chop up and down the tree to get. We got a lot of wood choppers that listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're chopping wood because we go out every day. You go out with confidence, you go out with positivity. It's going to knock down the tree.
Yes.
So for this woman who's writing in, here, you got to hit the tree on the same spot. What's the spot? Going out with friends. Walking into uncomfortable situations that seem like anything that you'd go, that seems stupid, go.
Yeah.
That seems annoying, go.
Life experience.
Go experience life with a group of people that's fun. If anyone in that group's like negative and no fun, lose them.
Yeah.
Cut get them out of here.
Get out the negativity.
Get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
Get out of here.
So you want to get rid of the negative Nancys. You want to have a good, fun group that people would want to latch on to. As far as her experience with dating, there's one thing she wrote that I have to steer her against with major. So she went after the one guy and it didn't work. 3 dates and then he goes, I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm not ready for a relationship. Okay, that's fine. When you... and then she says, now recently I found the courage again and pursued a few people, some online and some in real life. I think when you like go after someone and you go, I've always felt this way. It's an all or nothing play.
Of course. It's a Hail Mary.
It's a Hail Mary. So I think you got to stop with the Hail Marys. That's not chopping the tree.
No.
That's trying to push the tree over before it's ready to fall.
Right.
So you have to do the small things, which is, hey, I'm going out. Want to come? Hey, the crew's going out. And then so to these people that you had interest in, invite them for some soft hangs.
Yeah. Little hard to get, but your intentions are known.
Soft hangs can lead to next week I want to be taken out.
Right.
You know, you can go out and say, hey, me and my 3 friends that are all fun, positive, and great are going to this bar. You should bring your friends. Maybe the person that you thought you were interested in has a friend that you end up being interested in.
Boom.
That's the thing. You have to stop aiming for the target on the one bullseye and really just spraying.
Yeah, so look at the whole board.
There's a whole board out there, and you got to... So I understand where she's coming from, and this is hard to do. Easier advice to give than it is to take.
For sure.
So for her, though, I'm saying, let's get off the apps. Let's find a girl group that is fucking ready to go out and do some different things. Halloween parties. Those types of things. Bobbing for apples. Like, that's the type of thing where someone would go, we're going to have an apple bobbing you know, social at my apartment. I'm inviting everyone. We're gonna do Apple, and you go, I don't want to get my fucking face wet. What are we talking about?
Makeup, my hair.
And then you end up going, and there's apples everywhere. There's bobbing going on everywhere. And you go, oh, wow, we're all here. We're all doing something that's a little weird and a little different. So I'm just like, that's off the top of my head.
Soft hangs can lead to a hard dick.
Soft hangs can lead to hard dick. I'm with that. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. Woo! Listen, away, away, away. Thoughtful luggage for modern travel. I have the away bag, okay? I actually have two of them. I have the bigger and the smaller one. It is, I travel every weekend. If you've listened to this podcast for a long time, I've traveled every weekend since last fall.
Wow.
That's like a year and months ago. And I've had the away bag about a year now, and I will tell you, it's the best. I stand by it. I tell people about it all the time. Even they've really just thought of everything. It fits in the overhead. You don't have to worry about getting dragged off the plane. Like, oh, no, this doesn't fit. You don't have to worry about certain planes not fitting your stuff. It fits all planes because I've been on them all. It rolls easily. It has the pack in it that you can charge from.
Love that.
It's great. That's a great thing to have. I'm a guy who, like, I'm addicted to my phone. I'm on my phone all day. So having that pack has actually saved me a lot of times. It has a little zipper compartment for a laundry bag. So you don't have to use the plastic one.
It's like a suitcase for the modern age.
It's really thought of everything. There's every day there's a moment I use it where I go, away, you did it again.
Yeah.
You know, like but that zipper pouch for the laundry one is like, I'm like, this, I never would have thought of this.
Right.
Because I was using the plastic
the little
one.
White plastic.
Yeah. And I'm like, and it's like, and then I got to get home. It stinks. I throw it away. No. You're helping the environment a little bit, I guess. But I take it. I throw the whole thing into the wash. It's just ready to go. It's made my life way easier than I thought it would. Way easier. So listen, they got the suitcase and the carry-on. The bigger, the suitcase is away knows that everyone has a different style. That's why they make the carry-on an array of colors, two sizes, two materials, a strong yet flexible polycarbonate, and an anodized aluminum. I have them both, but the carry-on, and then there's the bigger carry-on. So they're both great. I have to tell you this. I mean, if you're in the market for a new, they're designed to last for a lifetime, 100-day trial on everything Away makes, free shipping. Get Away offline, too. You want to see it for yourself. You can go shop everything Away at their stores in New York, Austin, L.A., San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, and London. I love them. I'm this is a very easy sponsor for me to talk about because I mean, I'm with mine every weekend. It is. I went last week, Pittsburgh, New York, Rochester. I was wheeling and dealing through all those airports. So all you got to do for $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com/JTrain. Use promo code JTrain during checkout. That's awaytravel.com/JTrain. Use promo code JTrain during checkout. Let me say it again because I want you to get your free money. Awaytravel.com/JTrain, promo code JTrain. So listen, go. Get your $20 off. I can't tell you how in love with what they do I am. Like, I that was a weird sentence, but I love this conversation. I was seeing this guy for about 4 months. For the last month, we were exclusive, but not in a relationship. Are you familiar with this new designation?
Yeah, I don't understand. Well, it means you're not fucking other people, right?
So, but then that's a relationship to me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also in a weird place, man, because I met my wife and we ended up together right before internet dating. So all of this
sure
to me is,
well, you know what it is? The same rules apply. Like, whenever right. someone's like, well, I'm old, I'm out of it, I'm always like, yeah, did guys want to fuck when you guys got together?
And no, it's like, I think it actually helps provide a different insight because everybody now is like, they didn't swipe, they didn't write back. And I could just be like, but did they speak to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know what it is? It's like going paintballing.
Okay.
Paintballing is the same
as
anywhere you go.
Oh, I understand.
It's a gun.
Yes, yes.
It's a paintball pellet. Yep.
You try not to get hit.
You try not to get hit.
Yeah.
You do get hit. It fucking hurts.
Yeah.
The course is just different.
Exactly.
Sometimes you go paintballing and it's in the backyard of a guy who looks like he's on the alt-right. And
deer fatigue.
Yeah, he's like, and what you gonna do if you get hit? And then sometimes it's like a wooded area with like things in the woods that look like the Unabomber lives out there.
Right.
There's different versions. There's different courses. I just think this dating now is just paintballing on a different course.
Exactly.
You know, and we just have to get used to the nooks and crannies of the course. The idea of exclusive but not in a relationship, I could see that happening in any time with or without technology. I think it's just, let's read her email. About a week ago, he essentially dumped me, saying that he's been having doubts, and if we were meant to be, he doesn't think he would still be having doubts. I replied, thanks for letting me know. To which he responded, you're a great girl with a great heart. He goes into country music mode. You're a great girl with an even better heart and deserve someone better than me. That was his last text. You're a great girl with a great heart and deserve someone better than me.
I mean, I know a couple of my buddies who are like super damaged guys who when they send that, it's actually, forthright or whatever. But for the most part, I feel like that's a bullshit thing to say.
Yeah, no, it's a way of getting out.
It's not you, it's me.
It's punching your balls before leaving, being like, no, look at it, I suck.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. It's a way to get out of there. I never responded. Last night, he texted me saying, hey, want to come over? Oi. Followed by a second text saying, you can tell me to fuck off. That's another annoying guy thing that happens a lot. All I responded was, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea for me. My question is, what the fuck? Why would he ask me to come over if nothing's happened? I get how you always say men don't throw away leftovers. It sounds worse when you hear it from you. But I just am so confused. I do say that, though. I fell in love with him, and it's been weird without him, so of course I was tempted, but I'm trying to stick to my standards. The only way I think I'll go back is if he said I made a mistake and miss you, or something along those lines, but I'm not expecting that to happen. I knew while we were dating that I was making him more of a priority than he was making me, so I wasn't exactly surprised when things ended. Any advice or insight would be appreciated.
But now she's saying dating, she's saying fell in love. All of these things are not... You were never exclusive, but not dating. I mean, you were... It sounded to her, she thinks they were dating.
Well, this is why the label is so stupid to me, because, and not that she's stupid. I actually think, I am actually proud of this email. Like I because it does, when she says guys don't throw away, I'm happy she didn't go to his place.
Right.
Like that's the right move.
Yeah.
And And for me, I'll doing this podcast, it feels like she took some advice from this podcast because she realized like this guy is coming back to her because he's a little bit lonely and he wants to hook up, and your relationship is now put aside because he knows he can come back to you because you've said yes before.
Right.
So let's go through the first things first, though. The exclusive but not dating thing, that happens when someone's like, I want to make sure you're the bookmark to happiness.
Yeah.
You're going to hold the 100% place to make sure I'm happy here. I'm going to keep looking while you hold the page.
To see if I can find anything
better.
Yeah, which is such a shitty thing. That's why this whole... I'm 30, so I'm acting like I'm 45, but like that's what I feel like with... even the younger generation, the people who are 20 years old and stuff, it's always this grass is greener, which has always happened. Like before I got engaged, you're in a long-term relationship, you end up going like, fuck, maybe there is something. What am I fucking up? But then you got to start doing that pros and cons of being like, look at all the positive things they bring to my life.
Yeah.
And can I find all of that in somebody else? Plus the one or two faults this person may have.
Tough to do.
It's almost impossible. Yeah. And that's why so many people are fucking get lonely. know, they always think they can do better. And sometimes you just need somebody who fucking makes you happy.
And also, but to the other side, some people are like, this guy is saying, I gotta fuck and I gotta not feel lonely.
Right.
And you are willing to fill that void for him.
Right.
You are willing to take the bullshit version of a relationship that he's feeding you until he's done feeding it. So that's why he offers it.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, we'll be exclusive, but not in a relationship. And you're like, okay. And he's like, okay, good. Now I got my baseline.
It's like feeding a stray cat. You know what I mean? You keep putting the food out, they're gonna keep eating it.
Keep eating it. So then he texts you, hey, wanna come over, followed by the second text, you can tell me to fuck off. The you can tell me to fuck off text is a big thing. This happens a lot. And I get this because I get a lot of emails and DMs that are like, yeah, then he told, like, the breakup happens. Then it's like, I still want to fuck, but I know I'm being a dickhead because we broke up.
Right.
Let me call out that I know I'm being a dickhead.
It's hedging the bets.
So that she knows that I know and that she'll suck my dick, even though she knows I know I'm a dick, but I get my dick sucked.
Yeah.
So it's him being like, hey, I know you can tell me to fuck off, but here I am naked. It's like, don't go back. And this is the other thing. When you get exclusive but not in a relationship and then you have this whole conversation of like, hey, want to come over? That's him telling you he was never willing to grow more than where you were.
Right. So, 100%.
And it's like you got to a point where she was like, this is where my bus, this is the last stop on the train.
Yes.
And you're going, well, I want to go down to the relationship road. And he's going, this is it. That's why we're breaking up.
Yep.
And then he comes back to that stop and he goes, you're still here?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I might as well get my dick sucked. Yeah. And it's like, no, you have to ignore him. And if I were her, I would send him a text being like, hey, what you did is fucking awful. I'm trying to grieve the death of this relationship.
Yeah.
You don't have to write it that way, but this is what's going on.
Yeah, that's a little dramatic.
It's a little dramatic.
that's a little.
Play some funeral music. I just want to let you know. Let's get some sad music. And then Shelby's scrambling. I've been at home grieving the death of this exclusive but not together relationship.
I've never felt such a deep hurt until this moment.
It hurts me in my spine, my spleen, my heart. Oh, my heart.
I never thought I could move on.
And then all of a sudden, as I sit here in my black veil, crying, looking out the window, thinking of you as it rains, I look at my phone and it says, hey, wanna come over? You can tell me to fuck off if you want. And now I'm brought right back in to the beauty that was our relationship.
This hell.
End scene. I think well sending done. Him a text, be it, thank you, Feather Nation Studios and Hysterics. I think sending a text along those lines, not as dramatic, but then saying, hey, stop texting me. What you did last night was fucked up. I don't want to tell you to fuck off. I want to tell you, I'm hurting right now.
Yeah.
Please go away.
Yeah, you need that. And there's a lot of people who just, they refuse to like cut the cord sometimes, you know? And it makes it so much worse. Well, because you gotta distance yourself
from
it.
You forget when you're dumped is, yes, you're lonely, but so is the other person.
Of course.
So loneliness is not a one-way street. People don't dump someone and then go off to Mardi Gras.
Right. And that's the thing, too. People,
we're partying! I got rid of the old wench! I'm out here fucking every night! Yeah, that's right. Hey! That's not what happens. That's what it feels like, but after a dumping, like, hey, I think... Turn off the music. This isn't a dumping. Mike, I think I've enjoyed our exclusive but not together relationship.
Oh, no.
But I just don't... We're not going to work.
Oh, no. You really? This hurts.
I'm sorry.
This hurts me so much.
I'm sorry. I need my sweatshirts back.
Oh, my God.
Good luck with your life.
All right.
Nice to see you. And then the door closes and it's... Got rid of that bitch! Come on over, ladies! is just hands on the shoulders of two blondes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I actually I forgot my pillow.
No, Mike, leave.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to get fucked here in Mardi Gras. It's single, baby. Oh, say hi to Trixie and Destiny. They don't, like, everyone thinks that when they get dumped, someone's walking out to, like, the fucking single parade.
Right.
That's not what it is. No. They're walking out and going, oh, shit. Most cases are going, I'm happy it's a weight lifted off my shoulder because now the person that I kind of cared about, that I care about but wasn't ready to be with, knows the truth. But, you know, but I'm also... I have nobody now too.
And here's what happens also. It gives a little doubt for the person who broke up with the person to be like, fuck, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And then it also gives hope to the person who got broken up with to be like, oh, maybe we're getting back together. It's just an emotionally fragile time, but just, you know, just stay strong and believe in your beautiful selves.
That's right. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsored, people.
We are.
A lot of sponsors this episode. I need you to go support. You know, I'm not saying that you guys are going to go use every promo code I give, but they're made to be for someone
in
need.
There's got
to
be one.
There's got to be one.
I mean, for the love of God.
ZipRecruiter, baby. ZipRecruiter. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified applicants, so he switched to ZipRecruiter. I mean, they're giving this example because it's such a specific thing that he needs. He needs a director of coffee?
Look, if you've met one director of coffee, you've met them all.
You've met them all. True. That's right. So, but they're trying to show you is that he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the candidates finding you. It finds them for you. So they're going and finding the right candidates for you. So they're saying, listen, if we can find a director of coffee that fit Dylan's issue, we can find what you need. So with results like that, it's 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates within the first day. Wow. So see why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. JTRAIN, JTrain, ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Let's do one more email, then we'll do some news, and then we're out of here. Does that sound good?
Sounds great, man.
Here with Mike Feeney.
More email.
At I am Mike Feeney. On Instagram, the album Rage Against the Routine. Which one do you want? Dead End Conversation and Matching Again, Forever Just Friends. Is it The Fires or is it Me? Ooh, this feels very in the news.
Sounds, yeah, it's topical.
Let's do this topical one because yeah. I think this might run out once the fires are out. Jared, longtime listener of JTrain and You Up. I'm attending the LA show with some of my friends and was thinking about saving this email for a deal reveal, but I need help sooner. Well, good thing we're doing it now. Listen, the You Up live shows, today's Friday. Monday, we're in DC. Go get your tickies, okay? Bring the group chat. Going to be a fun show. Tuesday, we're in Boston. Already, like, I think I saw we were, like, 50 tickets away from a sellout.
Amazing.
Okay. Hey, people, that's 1,000 people in a room having a blast. If there's 50 of you out there without a ticket, go now, jaredfree.com. Wednesday, we're in Philly. Tickets available. I'm not going to lie to you. Philly was the worst selling of them all. Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you right now. If you're in Philly without a ticket,
we need you.
Yeah, get your shit together. Okay, the shows are fun. I'm not gonna convince you because I know what I do is fucking great. And listen, we have people on stage. We're doing deal reveals, dating app makeovers. It's a fucking blast. Friday, Town Hall, New York City.
Holy shit.
Okay. I'm not going to, I kind of hold the JTrain listeners like to my teat a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like I like to give them stuff they can't hear on You Up podcast. I know I have 2 podcasts and sometimes, you know, people, there's crossover, right, Shelby?
Oh, yeah.
So New York Comedy Festival, I just got sent a picture of my fucking face in Times Square.
That is fucking awesome.
Holy shit. I'm on the big screen with Jordana. That's fucking cool.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, there I am. Ring that bell.
Wow. What a great outcome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. President. Town Hall, New York City. There were like 200 tickets left.
That's a huge, huge venue.
1,400 people. And listen, I'm telling you right now, we just secured a special guest.
Oh, my God.
OMG.
That's all I'm going to say.
And this is the Comedy Festival week, so every big comedian is in the city. So it could be anybody.
They're all here. But will you be? That's the question.
The answer should be an emphatic yes.
Dun, dun, dun. So I would go to jaredfree.com, get tickets now. Okay. I've been going out with this guy from Hinge for about a month. We text almost every day, and we have gone on dates once a week. Here's what I love about these emails. I like to throw away the details that they give me that they think are important that I know are not.
Right. Like Hinge?
Hinge, okay, fine. We text every day. Don't give a fuck.
Right.
I could text every day with someone I hate.
Women very much put a lot of stock in the text every day thing.
They see each other. They go on dates once a week. That's a bigger deal.
That's big.
But you say a month. That's four dates.
Yep.
You've been on four dates.
That's the bottom line.
Everything was fun and seemed to be heading in the right direction. For context, we've already hooked up twice, and we've both talked about how we weren't looking for anything casual. Again, a detail that doesn't matter to me.
Four dates, two sex.
The first time we fucked was after our third date. It was a coffee donut date where we were both sober, which seemed to be a little intense just because I feel like sober sex is more intimate.
Especially,
what do you think?
For first time sober sex,
sure,
after coffee. That is pretty.
But I will say this. I can have sober sex with someone and never speak to them again.
Sure.
I'm not beyond that.
You can, but I mean, there's a little more weight to it.
Sure.
Than after a drunk Halloween party where one of you is dressed up like a cat.
Absolutely. But it's like a little more weight. Like, drunk after the party, you can blame it on that.
Right.
Sober, you can just go, I don't think we're the right match.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just saying, I like
nothing
to look at these.
Nothing set in stone.
Nothing set in stone. Sober sex is more intimate. We've hung out at each other's friends, and I've also met his brother. Everything seemed pretty normal between us until this past weekend. It has been a week since I saw him, and his only attempt to see me was to invite me to cuddle, even though he knew I was going to a Halloween party. I told him, let's rain check for this upcoming week. He ignored me most of the following day until 10 p.m. I've attached the messages.
Oh, wow.
I love when they attach messages.
Yeah, a lot of screens.
He was telling me he was close to the fire here in Los Angeles, so I was genuinely concerned for his safety. Except he just ignored me again once I replied. Are you okay? Are you caught in the fire?
I'm good.
I'm good. Don't worry about it. There's a couple things. He's playing this game.
Yeah.
Sending the cuddle invitation when you know she can't do it. Okay, so he's trying but not trying. And then there's these fires are really close to my house when he's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like he's evacuating. And I'm not trying to dismiss the severity of the fires.
They're pretty severe.
He's using them to let you know, to ward you off. You know what that is? That's like when in Indiana Jones, when they have the fire on a stick and they go and they wave it in front of the guy's face and you go, whoa, whoa, That's the same thing. Bringing up the fire is a internet
at arm's length.
Yeah. I keep trying to add up what's gone wrong, but I can't figure it out. I mean, I'd even take an I'm okay text over pure silence, but maybe I'm just using this as an excuse to get a reply. Yeah, you are. But he is too. There's multiple things going on.
Yeah. A lot of manipulation.
Any insights would be appreciated. So let's read the text. He wrote, hi. You want to be him? You be him. Be the Greg.
Hi. How are you?
Hey. Well, I fell asleep at 7 p.m. last night, and I feel like I'm getting sick. But other than that, I'm doing well-ish. How are you?
Oh, no. That was me last week. I'm okay. Tired because I woken up throughout the night by fire alerts. It's so close to my place. The whole area smells like bonfire.
Wait, what? There's another fire, but I'm sorry. Are you guys in the evacuation area? I didn't even know there was another one close.
It's near the Getty. I'm just south of the mandatory evacuation zone, but it's moving a lot.
There it is.
Just
I'm not
south.
In the evacuation zone, but it's moving.
But it's moving. What kind of sickness are you coming down with? Well, both look like this, but for different reasons. And then he put the medical emoji mask.
The mask face the mask one. Emoji. He's the joke being that she'd wear one because she's sick and he'd wear one because of the smoke.
Because of the just south of the mandatory evacuation zone.
Here's her. I just saw on the news. Can't believe it happened again. Well, if you need anything, let me know. Hopefully you don't get evacuated. And I have a sore throat, LOL. Was she's like,
LOL.
She's like, enough about your might get burned alive.
Yeah.
I have a sore throat, LOL. Was contemplating going to the doctors this morning, but I talked myself out of it because it's probably nothing. It's crazy how smoky it is. I can't smell it, but I was able to see it when I was on my run. Did you pass it on your way to work? And then nothing. Hi, still safe from the fire? Hope you got better sleep last night, and that's the end of the conversation.
See, now, I'm thinking that it's, like you said, man, it's a two-way street. They're both he's using that as an excuse to keep a distance, and she's using that as an excuse to keep the conversation going.
Yeah, and I would say to her, you've done nothing wrong. It didn't go wrong. You're using the past performance to indicate future results.
Yes.
Which you can't do. They even tell you on the stock commercials you can't do that.
Yep.
So here's what you have to do. Don't get caught in this pen pal relationship. You have to text him, hey, I hope everything's okay with the fires. Let me know when you want to go out again. And it's either a date or it's not.
Yeah. And then you'll know where he stands. Don't keep throwing the bait out.
Yeah.
There.
And to us, I think we're both saying the same thing. He's trying to create that fire distance, the arm length thing where he won't look like a bad guy for going away. You ever notice when someone's like, yeah, I dated this guy and then it fizzled? Yeah, one person made sure that fizzled.
Yeah, that is.
You know, like
someone opened up the cap on the soda and left it.
That's
you know?
Not how it goes. Yeah. This isn't a Coca-Cola. This is two people who can very well get out of their way to make a fucking date happen. So, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news.
Before we do, I'd love to talk about Upstart.
I love to talk about Upstart, too. Most of us have found out the hard way. Getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Thankfully, there's Upstart.com, a revolutionary lending program that knows you're more than just your credit score. Your Upstart interest rate is based on your education and job history, not your credit score. Upstart doesn't care about the bills you didn't pay 5 years ago. They care about the person you are now and give you a rate based on that. Plus, they make it easy, fast, and simple to check your rate in just a few minutes without affecting your credit score. The best part, once a loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 200,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their weddings to make a large purchase. With Upstart, you can free yourself from the burden of high-interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment. That's a huge thing because you want to consolidate your debt because you want to get all the rates as low as possible. So maybe a higher rate one can be combined with a lower rate one to make a better rate for you. So see why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot. Hurry to upstart.com/JTrain. That's upstart.com/JTrain to find out how low your Upstart rate is. If you have credit card debt, if you have any sort of debt, just go check it out. The beauty of it is it doesn't affect your credit score, so that's huge. So go to upstart.com/JTrain. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/JTrain. Let's do some news.
You guys watching any of the World Series?
I have, actually. I am I would say my National League team. Do you have a National League team?
It would be the Cubs because I grew up a Yankee fan. Uh-huh. And when I started rooting for the Cubs, they were the antithesis of the Yankees. They never won anything.
Never won all that stuff.
So I figured I went with them.
I get that. I listen to, I'll give a plug. I'm a huge fan of the Tony Kornheiser podcast.
Okay. I love
that. And I listen to it. It's a daily show. So if you're looking for a daily podcast, it's great. And what I love about it, he watches the Nationals. So I get like updates about the Nationals on his show. So I never watch them, but I feel like I know all these players just because it's like hearing about someone's family for years.
Of course.
So,
yeah, yeah.
So what's going on with the World Series?
Well, the World Series got a little bit more X-rated at National Stadium as Julia Rose and her coworker Lauren Summer flashed Houston Astros pitcher Garrett Cole in the seventh inning of Game 5.
Well, wow.
Did you see the video for this?
I haven't seen the video. Oh. Is it great?
It's great because they are, those two, I forgot what their company is, but
it is their breast-obsessed digital magazine, Shag Mag.
Yeah. Oh, so this was to promote their...
She's the one that was on the roller coaster with her top off, and then it flew off. She drives the Maserati with her top off.
So this is a whole viral campaign.
It's all just
And you know
clicks.
What? That's a, you know, sometimes you see these influencers and you see these ads and you're like, I don't know if it's good. I don't know if this is sticking. Always stick.
They're spectacular.
That's it. This is always going
to
win.
I was trying to get subscriptions going, which are $15 a month, so the magazine could contribute money to breast cancer victims.
I love this.
It's when they do challenge me. We should have a debate. Donate the money to charity or a fight or something. Okay.
But it's funny because they're both incredibly good-looking models.
Listen,
if
Show Your Boobs was a part of any campaign, you're going to hear about it.
Of course.
If they're like, listen, we got to sell more widgets. What are we going
to
do?
They were asked to leave, and by the next day, they already had a literal letter delivered to them by Major League Baseball saying, you're banned for life.
We're going to have to ask you to leave. Here's my number. Also, I'll be in your DMs later. That's got to be a weird thing to get in trouble for, because none of the men who get you in trouble are sitting there being like, now. You're not angry, but they have to do their job.
And it became this whole double standard of women are allowed to, men are allowed to show a nipple, and men can take off their shirt at games, women can't. But there is my favorite part of this news story is there is a man who's in the same row as the women flashing, and it was a 50-something-year-old dude who's taking a cell phone picture of them, who has got the biggest smile on his face of all time.
It'd be funny if he lost his job or his wife sees that.
Oh, I guarantee.
The marriage, I told you.
Yeah.
Stop taking pictures of young women.
22-year-olds with giant breasts who take out.
he is a piece of shit, though.
Yeah. Oh, he's pervy.
If someone is flashing and you take a picture, what are you going to do? You're going to bring that home and look at it later?
Yeah, his face is super creepy.
And it didn't really distract Garrett Cole. He had a great game.
No, he was great.
It's not like they helped the team.
I'm caught in traffic. Let me take a look at those boobs again.
Yeah, when does that picture come back out again?
At night in the bathroom when his wife's sleeping.
He's got that thing. You ever see that thing that projects Netflix onto your ceiling? You see it in Sky Magazine. He plugs in his phone. He's like, I'm just going to put up those two 20-year-olds with the tits.
Well, luckily for us, the two... So they have more stunts planned in the future.
Good, of course. Good. We encourage them. Good luck with their business. They're supporting a worthy cause.
I follow you on Instagram, and I always will.
There you go. So, Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Mike Feeney, thank you for coming on.
Man, this is so great.
Such a pleasure.
The new studio is great. You got so many more people you fit in here.
Feather Studios is great. Such a studio audience.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic crowd.
You're doing great, by the
way,
man. You're killing
Trying
it.
My best.
Your fucking albums, I see it's everywhere. People love you.
Thank you, man. I'm happy
that you're killing it.
At I Am Mike Feeney on Instagram. Go follow his album, Rage Against the Routine, his podcast, Irish Goodbye. Go follow, go support. I'm Jared Fried. We'll be back next week. Boom.
Great job, J-Train. Another perfect episode.